Hey guys, this is Vibes.
It's Vibes and Nifa.
Hey guys, this is Vibes.
Hi everyone.
Hey guys,
this is Vibes and
Nifa.
Stop playing.
This is Vibes and Nifa.
Hey guys, this is Vibes and Nifa.
Guys, don't tell me you have no head.
Hey guys, this is Vibes and Nifa.
Hey guys, this is Vibes and Nifa.
Hey guys, welcome to Vibes and Nifa. It's your girl Nifa. And me, I have.
Okay, what's up, people? It's your boy King Nero. What's up, people? How you guys doing?
So today we're going to be asking Nero a few questions about his music, about his craft, and what he likes to do. So Nero, what do you like to do? Apart from music, what do you like to do?
Watching movies, playing video games, just doing my mending, basically.
Do you watch football?
Yeah, I do watch football once in a while, though, but not as frequent as I used to when I was younger.
Okay, do you have any team that you support?
Chelsea, sadly.
Why?
Well, it's a childhood team that I've supported since I was a kid. So
I used to support Chelsea when I was small, but like I think I started liking Liverpool over.
You probably have figured that for Chelsea fans. We stand thick and thin in times of distress, and we would overcome. So yeah,
you guys will overcome anything. Okay, so when did you start doing music?
Started recording.
At what age?
Okay, I started like music like I was 10. So I started taking it serious, like a little bit serious when I was like 14. Yeah, I got to the studio the first time like I was 16. I recorded my first song at 16. I started literally recording was when I got to uni, like I was 16 then. 16 plus.
Okay. Are you done with uni right now?
Yeah, I'm done.
But what?
Study economics. University of Benin.
That's just so random. Study economics and you are a Jew. Well, like, as Jew,
have you always been rapping? Eh?
Have you always been rapping?
I won't say yes, though, but I've just been doing music, doing small singing, putting small rapping, like, just trying to make what works for the music as well. So I've been doing it for like a longest time. So yes, I would just say yes, I've been rapping
for. So when did you realize that, oh, okay, I think drill is for me?
2020, during the COVID era, when we had a lot of like time to think and to, you know, to absorb a lot of things. And I was growing as an artist then with my hair narrow. So we're trying out different sounds to know what would work for us. And I found drill and I was like, okay, this thing can actually work. Like I have an idea that I can work with that. And that's how we just started doing drill music.
Okay, so what are your favorite Jew artists in Nigeria?
Okay, so one of people, like I got drugs right there. Odumodu is doing drill too. We got Seko YP, we got Mugons, we got TOD from Abuja, we got Tommy Obanure. These guys are doing crazy shit with drill. So SK too. So those are the guys I look up to, but actually, like, okay, you guys are doing what was meant to be done, and you guys are the reason why people like us can say, okay, you guys are doing it, so we can do it too. So that's what I look out for.
So overall, like in for instance, do you have like any favorites in for instance?
So my influence is not just my influence in overseas is and it's Dave, Stormzy, Skepta,
the OGs,
especially Dave, because Dave and I enjoy Dave's music and Dave's music is like a lot of influence in what I do, so sometime. Yeah.
Okay, so me personally, do I even have like, I think I started listening to Jew back maybe 2021 or 22. Like I was really like, I love like UK Jew. I was just feeling it. I would listen to people like Fred. And then when Nigerians started doing it, I was like, oh, okay. So these guys like try mixing like with their language. You see people like Odumodu, people like drugs, people like what's the name? This other guy. I think his name is Jerick or something like
that. Yeah, Jerick.
Those guys. Like everybody like trying to make it, and like they actually slap so hard. Like I remember that time when everybody was doing this this AO song by the Backward G or something like that.
Yeah,
the everybody was doing covers, and it was just slappy. Like I was like, "What the fuck?" I didn't really think Nigerians were like so into Drill like that. Like, I didn't think it was something that would like our rap artists would like want to.
It's a genre that definitely that people would definitely catch on, because when I started listening to drill music properly, that was like 2019 2020. Then I went during the COVID era, then I saw the Ghanaians picking it up, and I was like, oh, if Ghanaians can do this thing, then we
do. You get the song that was like viral at that time, one Ghanaian.
Sorry,
yes,
but yeah, talk. And I was like, oh, this guy is doing, you know, he's doing mad shit and it's working for him. And I was like, we can do it too.
Do you think Joe has like a future in Nigeria?
Yes, it does. If like done the right way. Well, it's there's no. I feel like
music evolves, so like you would never know.
You never know, yeah. So, but I feel like if Drill is done the right way, you definitely can work in Nigeria, and that's what we're trying to do. So, we're just, you know, it's not just a one day thing. You think it's a gradual process. You just need to make your stuff as connected to people as possible, and keep growing, and keep getting better, and also. As I said before on my interview on TVC, was we're not trying to copy the UK or copy the people from America, and we're not also trying to. Is that we're not also trying to say that we are better than you guys in this drill thing? What we're doing is, we like what you guys are doing. We're a fan of it. This is how we're doing it in Nigeria. This is how we're doing it in Nigeria. You understand? So if we keep doing that, definitely there's a high chance of drills having a strong force in Nigeria.
Do you? Apart from, like, what's your favorite song you've dropped so far?
The one I dropped today. New Taker. It's out today.
Anyway, everybody should go and listen to New Taker. Look
at yes, sir. Please stream that. Stream it. I appreciate it.
So, what inspired your song? I listened to it, like, before record, like, a long time ago. And I was like, oh, this is actually really hard. I don't know if I told you, but I was like, oh, this is super hard.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
I'm the kind of person that... If I'm listening to music, yeah, like if somebody wants to work with me, a person, an artist or something, I don't know. Yeah. Like no matter the amount of money you're going to give me,
yeah.
If I did not like the song, God knows that I would not work. Like I don't know how to lie and be like, oh, this song is so hard. This song, like even if you're my friend, I would not like to lie. I'll be like, oh, this song doesn't make sense. Like please, I beg, please. You can do better. That kind of thing. Like, I wouldn't lie to you, but
I...
What inspired
New Taker? I think I just wanted to do something different. This New Taker was produced by Swetch, a very talented producer. He produced it, and we are working for a period of time, for almost like a year, just producing and working. So I remember he was coming over at some point, or I just reached out to him. I was like, okay, before you come, this is the idea I have in mind. I think we should start blending. Because I was like, Omo, I wouldn't say I was bragging, but I was like, this drill thing, I sabi, I'm home. Like, I get it. I know the hang of it with ease. So I was like, let's try and be a little bit more creative. Let's blend genres together. Let's blend drill and Fuji, drill, high life, drill and amapiano. So I gave him the idea of what I had in mind for the high life. And he sent the work and we just started. And that was like almost a year ago. As he produced it, I just left it. I was like, okay, when I'm ready, sure, I would work on it. Then it was this year, and I was telling it to my inner heart, and I was like,
have
fun. Yeah, I don't think I was ready to record them. I think it was not the right time, sure. Because maybe I told my inner heart, okay, I will not record this song. He was like, yes, we're waiting for you. And in less than 4 hours, I was done. Then the progress music was like, okay, this is the
I
song.
I feel like when it comes to making... When it comes to making a good music, I feel like it takes time. Like, I just like to make something good. Like, I see, like, cause I know that. See, I remember when it happened to me. Like, I made it more like since last year. Like,
I didn't hear you.
Are your parents in support of your music?
Well, they are supportive now, but my parents have always been not like supportive, like, but they've never even been the person to say don't do it. Just like, okay, just be careful and just, you know, yeah, just be careful and, you know, try your best, you know, do your best and just do your PE. You know. Then when I was in uni, it was like, I must graduate first, but now I'm a graduate. Yeah, so there's no thing holding me back. And yeah, I found it. My mom loves skin taker. My mom was playing skin taker before the song dropped. She made it, I was done. I sent it to her and she played it every morning. Even my cousins were like, oh my, your mom, they play this song past you. And I'm like, it's a thing of joy when you know that, okay, your work is something your parents appreciate and are enjoying the everything that goes with it. So yeah, I'm happy.
I think when I started my podcast,
I was so shy. Because like, I was 17 now. So
yeah.
My mother would be like, what are you doing? Like, I wasn't really...
What are you doing?
I wasn't really hyped about it.
Like, to tell her, I was, like, I was doing something. I just... Like, even if it was stopping, I was too, like, I was too scared to tell her.
I did that.
She found out, like, through my brother. Like, I posted it. I posted it.
I think it's just for us. Just
she now came to me and was like, "Yeah, oh." She came to
doing.
Me and she was like,
"So you have to do,
yeah, you can do." She was actually happy. Like, she was like, "Oh, so this is like, why didn't you tell me that kind of?"
Yeah, thing. Yeah, yeah. Now, most of them, like, I remember sometimes.
But when I want to record at home or something, she just come back. She was like, "Oh, you are recording. Sorry, bye." Like, I feel like
that's
most times we don't understand. Like, we our parents are going to be scared. Our parents are going to shut us. But then,
no, but I think it's just
like they're not as I don't think they're not as strict as before.
Yeah, there's more exposure now compared to when we're younger.
Like, nobody is.
Yes, like, nobody is. Okay.
Yeah, because I feel that when I was
you
living
have
my mom and dad,
apart from, like, making music.
I know how to cook. I said, you asked me the question that if I have any special talent,
you don't have
I know how to cook. I know how to cook.
What? I have a cooking. I hear cooking
like an essential thing. Everybody should know how to cook.
But me, it's not essential for me. It's essential for me, but it's my special talent.
So you can cook
really well. On a scale of 1 to 10.
You can cook
really well. On a scale of 1 to 10.
7.
Okay.
7.
Pass.
Thank you.
I just put that out there, Jisha.
Okay, so do you have
any questions for me?
Oh no, I'm good. Just spread the word. You guys out. We're changing the culture. We're changing the game. I'm trying to make sure that drill music can be commercial and be acceptable and enjoyable at the same time. So support us. Show love. Thank you. It's King Nero again. And you can follow me on my Instagram at I am King Nero on Twitter. I am King Nero on Instagram. I am King Nero on TikTok. Thanks,
how
guys.
They would follow you.
I
bye.
It.
It's been nice having you.
Thank you, Nifa. See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Oh, it is life. Have money or you go suffer.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. My podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, AudioMac, Audible, Amazon Music, and many others. Kindly stream and put your friends on.